This is CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Onil on Cliff Central on a Friday afternoon. Blazing in the background. This is Black Les. One of the favorites here on the show. In fact, Sibongile behind there, she's actually twerking. I have never seen anything like this. I just hope your dress doesn't split in half. Why are you twerking? Welcome to the show, man. Listen, today we're hanging out with Bafana because Junior isn't here. Let me just say what's up to him. Bafana, what's up?
Yeah, I'm good in yourself, man.
Are you cool?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Are you going to blaze it on the keys?
Yeah.
Obviously, all right. Bro. Now, the reason why we played Black Les is because he's here with us. Hanging out. We're going to talk to him in just a minute. Don't move.
Come on, boys. Let's do this. On 1, 2... Three, let's go.
You listen to Onil on Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good. Onil on Cliff Central. Double O C, double O C. Onil on Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good. Onil on Cliff Central. Double O C, double O C.
Okay, as already mentioned, Black Les is here hanging out with us. Listen, his name is on the lips of every single person on social media because of the great work that he continues to do. I'm not going to just pinpoint one piece of work that he does because he does an incredible amount of great work in general. We know he's got a brand new album, which, again, is one of the most talked about albums at the moment. But let's catch up with the man. What's up, dog?
Ah, yes.
You well?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
The last time we were together, you had hit that album just came out at the time.
Yes, sir.
It had just come out. Mm. How has the album done thus far?
You know, I feel like the album is sort of moving up. Like,
yeah.
More and more people are getting the album simply because of the work I've been putting out, you know.
Yeah.
So we had a bit of a slow start. It wasn't as quick as it should have been.
Yeah.
But I think it happens like that with albums that are supposed to be sort of significant in time, because this is an album that purely reflects the time. So more and more people are going back to the music.
Let's talk about that. The importance of that album to you and just the amount of work that went into creating that album.
Yes, sir.
What does it mean to you?
You know, I wanted to drop an album that would stand the test of time, stand the ages. Okay. And I think in terms of meaning and, you know, responsibility, I thought this is an album that a lot of people would appreciate as time went on. It's not an album that will age, if that makes sense. I wanted to make an ageless album.
Yeah.
An album that will be important not for only for the culture, but for the generation. So hence, the album is very important to me because it took a whole lot out of me to make that album. But it's not an album. I know it's called The Broken Man's Dream.
Yeah.
But it's not just my dream. It's not me. It's basically an album that's meant to inspire and to make people look at life a certain way, a different way, through the eyes of a hip-hop artist that's been through it all, you know.
You mentioned something important, that you did it, you were not trying to create something that would just suddenly be popular, something that would stay, and people would live on having to listen to this album. When you put together a project like that, what kind of marketing strategy do you have in place to ensure that it's consistent with the body of work you've been able to put together?
Brother, you know, that's the one, I think, letdown where that album is concerned. I think from the onset, the marketing needed to be like very quick out the gates.
Yeah,
you know, and I think the problem is that we weren't quick out the gate in that sense. Everything from me was like on the money.
Yeah.
Everything you talk about, songwriting, lyrics, concept, everything was just, you've heard the album.
Yeah.
Everything gels.
Yeah.
But you need a team that'll make sure, not just the team, but even the distributor and the label, that'll make sure that the album gets to as many individuals as it can.
Yeah.
And only now that you see a lot of movement happening. And I think I lost momentum for that because of that. And I feel like this is an album that easily anywhere else in the world with the right support would have gone platinum or double platinum. Again, when you make music, though, that's the last thing on your mind. You just want to reach the people. You don't think about the personal accolades. And I think that was my mind at the time when I created it, that I wasn't thinking about the accolades. I was thinking, man, I want people to hear this. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you, like the other day, I know I'm babbling here, but I was watching a documentary by, where was it playing? It was an Amy Winehouse documentary, but it was specifically about the music.
Yeah.
It wasn't about her drug life. It was just about the music, and it was, there was no one else except her. So what they did, how they did it was, Amy, they'd show her rehearsing, recording songs, writing, and then they'd cut to her speaking about the music.
Nice.
And then they'd show her performing, doing this, and then they'd go to her. It was just about the music, and I thought she was such an incredible artist, and I thought, I wish music could be like that sometimes, where you can just move the artist back and the music forward. You know what I mean? Like, the artist can be in the background. So it's kind of like the other way around these days, where the artist is at the forefront. So it doesn't matter sometimes what kind of music or if it's good or not, because the face is much more important. The face of the music.
Let's talk about hip hop in its entirety. There's hip hop, there's music, there's being an artist, there's being a rapper. Mm. Where do you place yourself?
I think I'm an artist, man. I'm a songwriter. You know, thank God he blessed me with a mind that could create rhymes and make songs out of rhymes. I think I'm gifted at that. Mm. That was my first bit of proof that I could do this. The fact that I could rap. And then I started writing songs. And then I started putting lyrics in the songs, like the rap lyrics, you know?
Yeah.
I think now you could say I'm a fully fledged artist, like in the very true sense of the word. I think I'm an artist. I mean, when I do shows, I try and be as musical as I can. I try and sort of tell a story and be expressive, even on stage, not just behind the microphone in studio. So yeah, I think in the full sense of the word, I think I'm an artist.
There's this movement that we've been seeing where guys are obviously doing well locally. They start doing a few collabos. At some point, it looks like it's becoming a rite of passage to go through somebody like Sway at some point. What do you make of that?
I think Sway himself will tell you that he doesn't hold the keys to anything. Sway is an advocate and a steward of good music.
Yeah.
He's been that for so many years, man. And he's, you know, if you make the right kind of noise or you have the right kind of connect, I guess you can get on those platforms.
Yeah.
I prefer for stuff to be organic. I mean, it makes no sense for me to really want to be jumping and getting on Sway.
Yeah.
And people don't really hear the music. I want people to hear the music. I mean, I would love to be on those platforms because of the music, and the music has reached the people. It, like I said to you, it's never about the milestones. Like you guys calling me here, I was just chilling, and then my junior manager said, "You've got this. You called me here."
Yeah.
You understand? And it's in its own, that's a milestone, that people actually call you for the work that you're doing and say you're doing great work. Tell the people about. Let's get insight into what you're doing. So, I mean, I think everything should be organic. If it's time, it'll happen.
How important is it for you as an artist that your listener or those that consume the product you put out fully understand the concepts you implore in the project?
Sure.
The creative process, how important is it for you?
Let me think about that for 2 seconds.
I'm glad I'm making you think. I hope I'm the only presenter who does.
I tell you, right up there, bro. Reason I wanted to think about it is because, you know, when you make music, you sometimes want to make people go through either a range of emotions, or you want to make them feel happy, or you want them to forget, to just lose their minds. I don't think it's important. Music is about connection, I believe. And I think if somebody connects with a song, they connect with it. You don't have to sit and explain the song to them. Sometimes someone can connect with the song and not really understand the song fully until I'm on radio and I say, "Oh, my name is Maxwell. I wrote this woman's work because there used to be a lady that walked her child every day, and then one day I saw her without the child, and the child had died, so I wrote this woman's work." And you're like, "Oh, damn, but I connected with it on my, I interpreted it different.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that it's wrong, you know what I mean? It's about connection. So music sometimes can get a little bit spiritual, you know, it gets emotional as well. So it's important, yes, but I think the connection fosters that connection, the understanding. I think connection fosters understanding, if I can put it like that.
Nice one. We're hanging out with Black Les.
Came home with another.
He's got brand new music out. Stand by, we continue with the show. I got Bafana on keys.
I can feel the judgment from my late grandmama. I'm childish, but I'm still a man, mama. And they get to sing along with me.
Listen, only Black Les can pull this off. Tell me about the production here.
Yeah.
Who did this production?
Oh man, a very talented guy. He goes by the name of Silas Beats.
Mm-hmm.
I've known this guy for a long time. I met him through another friend of mine who's in the US, Jay Lawless. Silas is like, funny enough, when I started working on A Broken Man's Dream, he was like one of the guys hitting me up saying, please come through, let's talk about beats. So I basically directed the production and the stuff that he produced for my album. So I'll tell him, I need this kind of song, please add this, put this, do that. And he nails it to the T. So yeah, with this song, I wanted like raw emotion that can still be appealing to the mainstream. Because at the end of the day, we don't just go through a party mode. There are times where you have to be a little bit reflective.
Yeah.
And it touches on issues that happen within environments that mainstream music plays. Like this song, I'm speaking about seeing a girl in the club. She's like, you know, eyeing me up. Next thing, I'm waking up next to her. I don't know what happened last night. I go to my bathroom, there's like a girl taking cocaine. It's like, you know what I mean? Not that it happened in real life, but I'm just like sort of, you know, when you write a book, you embellish characters. It doesn't mean that it's true. It's just like, so sometimes I embellish, you know, in the music. It's like, you know, we're writing books as well. It's just that our books are on instrumentation and they're verbal. So, yeah.
What's been the biggest lesson in life for you in your, let's say, your adult days?
Damn, bro. Biggest lesson? And this keyboard's not making it easy. I'm like getting emotional. Shout out.
It's cool, man. This is a safe space.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think as well, know what you're getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's without going into too much detail, know what you're doing. I realize that there are so many people that are coasting through life that don't know what they're doing. And I was one of those people that didn't know what they're doing. So you can end up in situations that might destroy your life, you know. So that is the biggest lesson, not knowing what you're doing and coasting through life.
What is your purpose?
Yeah, man, my purpose has more to do with people than myself. I mean, I keep telling people that, like, people that are close to me, that my mother used to ask me, what are you going to be when you grow up? And I said, I just want to change lives. I just want to touch lives. Never thought I could do it through the music. Now it seems like it's happening. More and more people are feeling what I'm doing, you know. People are inspired and encouraged. So I think the music is just an outlet where I can begin to do that. I think I'll do greater things in life with regards to touching people.
All right, one of the things that you obviously are aware of is that we've got Bafana on keys and we play around.
Okay.
So I think we'll do that. But I've got a question a bit later on, though, for you.
All right.
And the question is, what is love? Think about it.
Okay.
And then we'll get to that. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the incredible Black Les in the building. And right now we've got Bafana on keys. Mm. We're just going to mess around. Are you feeling what he's doing? If you're feeling it,
yeah, it's music. I'll get in the zone a little bit. I got a lot of material on the album, so I'll. The money never made us. Hold on. Might have slowed it down a little bit there. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Black Les. Welcome to the show. Everybody's got a tuxedo.
Okay. All right, let's do it this way. Yeah. The money never made us. We're not famous, so we don't have haters. It's all good if the girls never chase us. We don't care. Don't waste time trying to break us. The hood love us even hood. Rewind us. The girls love us even. Hold on. I can't hear it. You need to turn it up a little bit if we can. All right, yeah, that's much better. My name is Black Les. Shout out Cliff Central. We're gonna try and do this. What do you want me to rap? What should I rap, actually, man? Huh?
Must I change the beat?
No, I love it. I love it. I don't wanna rap hard stuff. Just keep playing. All right, let's go. Here we go. Money never made us. We're not famous, so we don't have haters. It's all good if the girls never chase us. We don't care. Don't waste time trying to break us. It's all good if you living in it. It's all good if you living in it. Oh, man. Why am I losing it?
Because this shit I've been bringing back.
No. This is cool. Let's do it this way. Okay. Sure. Keep playing. All right. Yeah. Zala Emma fella foul. Entlex Scatlor tena gadi teleta. Bumko bozi chief tagadi zebeta. Wabala bala lebets or a rau keleta. Wow leso. Wow senata batari boss. Sartel remach dos. Baholo ba. Nekeba opisari toh. Banyana bar, kale ke rekisari toro, ke ramot, tlogetse taba tsa mojolo, tshore ke tlala, ke inyakela borotho, hao, kante ke sono so, wae le lwane, wae le phelang ka re diphologolo, mo dikgoneng, molomo o skimileng golongolo, ra re ra starta mare botshelo ke sekorokolo, he, go thata, mare re tla fitlha, tšhala basadi re sa spana re tla ji, re zama life e mare tronko ya re bitsa, re zama life e mare tronko ya re bitsa, keep it there. We're gonna keep going. Can I keep going?
Yeah, do your thing.
I'm getting into my groove now. Yes. Oh, man. Yeah. Is it a dream or a nightmare? I'm telling you my darkest secrets and I'm hoping that you might care. And it's quite clear that life is not fair. And the audience, all they wanna do is put their hands in the air. But my hands, they touch hearts. I'm like a poisonous dart that kills and gives life at the same time. Oh, my mind confuses me and abuses me. Yeah, my mama raised a soldier. I thought I told you that we won't stop. Like P. Diddy, it's gritty. If you notice, this is a freestyle. See it, people. Broken and lose hope. I'm a joke cause I'm broke, even though I got rich off the talent, rich in my soul. The mic is my home. Chicks just wanna bone. Me, I wanna go home. Alright, keep it right there. No doubt.
Listen, we're gonna continue doing this. We're hanging out with Black Les, just taking it easy and obviously getting into the man's head to try and find out what he's been up to. Now, I got a question for you. What is love?
I need to answer that.
Yeah.
I think love is something that it's very difficult to define. I think you know when you love, you know how it feels to love. I think the feeling is very difficult to explain, but it's easy to recognize. So when I love, I know that I love, but it's very difficult to express it through the words. So
have you ever been in love?
yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, we're chilling with Black Les. We've got one more guest who's gonna join us now. In fact, we're gonna create an entire fusion, like a brand new fusion, in the studio as we speak. We're coming back. Don't move.
Ah yes. Buffalo Soldier, Wagwaru boy. Black Les.
No man can curse. Uja bless. No man can curse. No man can curse.
We got to kill him with the success. How we the success? Kill him with the success. I'm more success. Keep them in the success. I'm more success. Kill him with the success. I'm more success.
Still hanging out with Black Les. We've got one more edition. I'm going to tell you just about what's going to happen. Listen, what we're about to do right now, I'll post the clips a bit later on. Now, everybody is talking about DJ Switches Now or Never. You're obviously on the remix. And so tell me about the call that came in before you jumped on the remix.
He actually, you know, he actually hit me up on WhatsApp. He was putting up ideas, toying with the fans, remix. I'm gonna put a whole lot of MCs, and then he sends me a WhatsApp saying, "Don't kill me." I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "I know you feel you should have been on the original." I'm like, "Why do you say that?" He's like, "No, because you're a very competitive lyricist, whatever." I'm like, "Yo, man, like, you cannot think I expect to be featured on every song that's out. I can just enjoy the music."
Yeah,
you know. And he's like, "Yeah, do you want to be on the remix?" I'm like, "Sure," because Switch and I go way back, you know. And I said, "Cool." And then he gave us an option whether to record it there with the rest of the guys or in our own space. And I said, "I'll do it in my own space." So
And you went after the song.
Yeah, what? You know, those kind of songs are very difficult to do because you got, initially he wanted to give us 8 bars. Like, and I was like, "Nah." I was like the guy that said, "I'm writing 12.
Okay.
I don't know about the rest of you." There's a WhatsApp crew group. And I said, "Everybody, hands up if you want to do 12. And everybody's like, you know? So, because, I mean, I like to build up my verses. And by the time I was going to get to what I want to say, the verse would come to an end. So, it's very difficult because everybody wants to, you have to start from the beginning, out the gates, you know? I wanted to be like clear, and I wanted to get my thoughts out. I wanted people to hear what I was saying, you know?
Yeah.
So I figured that was the best way to stand out, to like say stuff that's outlandish. Like, I was like, "I'm going to say some outlandish stuff." But people can understand that actually this is what's happening. Nina Simone said it's an artist's responsibility to reflect the times.
Yes, sir.
And every verse, even if it's on a turn up song, whatever, you're gonna get a little bit of reality there from me.
All right, cool. Before I even play you that clip and I introduce our next guest, we still want Black Les to rap, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Double OC, it's O'Neal Africa. This is a beat, sir, and it's gonna transition into another beat going forward. Just do your thing.
Might have to look at my phone a little bit.
That's cool.
Okay. Ooh wee, I'm dope like blue cheese. I'm a star, bitch. Don't be asking who's he. This girl, I rock up by a new weave. Why am I addicted to girls that wanna use me? Jesso, copato batus, like views from the 6. I'm back from the future. Words of gold. When I spit, I throw Jews up. You suck. Try get your dry ass to juice up. Call me it. Try. You suck. You suck. Try get your dry ass to juice up. Remember when Denny tried to ruin me? Call me your dog. What's with the animal cruelty? Said I'd be done when she was through with me. Said you were nothing, a dog without me, nigga. You will see, but I'm still standing today. Every show that I slay, motherfuckers gotta pay me 20K. The lesson is, be careful who you sleep with, cause who you sleep with might just sell the world all your secrets.
Yo.
Let's keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Rap used to be a voice for the people. Now it's become a playground for the feeble. No backbone, having motherfuckers, we see you. You're living off the bullshit that the industry feeds you. When you're original, they hate. Do I gotta do exactly as they say? Do I gotta dance, dab, do the nay-nay? Or do I gotta be a fake Khalifa or a fake Drake? We can't all eat from the same plate, cause some of these fuckers just eat without saying grace. Captain on my ship, I've seen many maydays, but I'll never compromise my passengers for a payday. Hey, hey, bitch niggas, shenanay, show what?
keep going.
Okay.
I feel your passion.
Hey, yo. Okay, let's go. Yeah, let's leave this now.
All right. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. White blank page, sprinkle a little black on it. Treat the beat like a fat ass, man, I smash on it. Ski sorry, we ain't try to hear your sad story. God got plans for me, that's why he took a chance on me. I need to train my mind and stay off the choo-choos. Before I ride it, I eat the kitty like couscous. I got a screw loose, so okay, schema bus proofu. Barre before, vuzula seho, we never knew you. Eh, warren son, sebetan tatao. I'm sheba arre, please let's go pas kan tap out. We baking in the kitchen, we need dough. My daughter needs some new clothes, her daughter needs a new pose. Hey, what up, bruh? You know how the game goes. I got new chains on, I love being Django. Okay. This is dope, this is fresh, hold on. What else we got? Woo! Okay. Okay, let's take something later on. Okay, sure. Skim some, pinch them. Fit it in time, they can't stop my shot, cause Renalyn got some more on my shell with a little Chris Hunt. Kasi to kasi, ghetto children sit by me. Don't get it twisted, I got skills. I'm dumb nice, so dumb nice. I bring a rhyme to a gunfight. Get it? Like two guns go chala 99. I do it for the people, so ke shapo ka limelight. I used to stress about the things that they all say, but I learned to deal with lip like Beyonce. I'm never scared, I'm bold, I'm Abba Shante. Never seen success, but we on a blind date. It's strange all the things that they calling me, but I rise above and box out when the devil trying to corner me. Honestly, never been a wannabe, but I wanna be everything that my daughter needs. Get a love from Pitori to my Tatiela. I belong in a coliseum with gladiators, Move magazine. Don't think elevates it, write real news. Let the who expose that he's skeleton. People in the industry, but katsika will fit and fit me. When I make music, involve a pillu pillu. Hey, lesejo, unnecessary evil, but I'm humble. Break my name up, less ego, I repeat it. Listen, I'm the rap Steve Biko, and I mean it. Keep the fame, I'm here for the freedom. Ah, yes.
Woo! Okay. I see the man is back. Like, he's into it now. He's into it.
Yeah. I remember everything now.
All right, listen. In the studio right now, I'd like to welcome a gentleman whom, by the way, I only met him yesterday. One of the coolest guys, most talented guys, all the way from Nigeria. He's hanging out with us in the studio today, and he's a violinist. Like, who would have thought? Like, usually when I have Nigerian artists come through here, it's just guys who are singing or rapping, but this guy is a violinist. His name is Godwin Strings, and he's jumping on the mic right now. Let's just speak to him for a minute. What's up, bro? You well?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me.
You cool?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so are you going to play something for us?
Yeah, it was really cold in here. Let's make it hot.
Oh, it's cold? Yeah. Okay, what we're going to do is, at some point, we'll do something together.
Yeah.
Bafana is here on keys. Blackless is obviously here on vocals. And you're going to do something for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. But before we get to that, let's just have you play something for us.
All right, no problem.
It's Godwin Strings, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know what you think. Thank you.
Ah, yes. Let me speak the truth before the cheese is through. If I was a broke dude, would there be a me and you? Would you stay? Would you leave? What would Jesus do? If I had no swag, would I be appealing to you? These are the questions on my mind when I think of you. Do I cheat? Cause she looks better after a drink or two. You like my face, body, or my mind, baby? Or is it just the way I speak that drives you crazy? Or the way I bite your neck? Cause I'm naughty, baby. I'm not insecure. I'm just searching for some knowledge lately. You loving my raps? What if I stop rapping? You like what is in my pants? What if I was not packing? Is it the car? What if I couldn't afford to drive? Would you be at my house with your hand on my 4-5? Let's keep it real. What if I was not a strong guy? Would you still love me? Or would I be the wrong guy? Come on. Ah, yes. Ah, yes.
Magic, ladies and gentlemen. Arts in motion.
Damn.
Godwin Strings. Yes, welcome, man. Is it your first time in South Africa?
Yes, of course. Yeah, and it's amazing here. Really neat. Beautiful people.
Cool, man. Listen, yeah. How long are you around for?
Let's see. For 3 days.
3 days.
Yep.
And what are you here for?
I came in for the MTN Mandela concert for the tribute to the great one. So yeah, I'm here for that.
Nice one. Obviously, you're meeting Blacklist for the first time.
Of course. And man, he's bringing fire to the house.
So what? Are we going to see a collab coming out of this?
I mean, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Music is spontaneous and amazing. So, I mean, you can see the fusion right here. I mean, if this was a recording studio, an album may be out in like...
In a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Les, what's good? Are you feeling this?
Yo, man, this brother's talented, bro.
Yo,
he's like talented.
Yo. Yeah, and shout out to you, Bafana, as well. You came in there and you slayed it.
He just slid in there like it's nothing, dog. For y'all listening to this, we didn't plan this. He just came in and he fused.
Let me paint a picture for you. We've got Black Les, who's a rapper and artist here. We've got Bafana, who's on keys. And we have Godwin Strings, who is a violinist, and we just put them together in the studio, unrehearsed, and what you heard, what you heard was unplanned and amazing stuff. Listen, we spoke about Black Les' verse earlier on. Here's the verse, it's ready.
It's O'Neal Africa, Cliff Central.
I'm in the mood to eliminate the fake dudes. There's a lot of false prophets in the world, so watch who you pray to. One look at you, I can tell that your mother's unfaithful to your father. So it means it's not your real father that raised you. Your real friends escaped you. Now you're hanging with the day twos. You buying real gold, but when you rap, you dropping fake jewels. You know I kept it cool when the media tried to pressure me. They sleeping on me, thinking they can keep me from my destiny. Like Leleti Kumalantwada, I remember yesterday. It's like my fly over some heads, cause they were born yesterday. Okay, killer, I'm nice. Name an MC, that's Wave Villa. I'm real dope. You just an addiction of painkillers. It's now or never. Never. It's time to change the game.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Double OC. O'Neal on Cliff Central. Double OC.
O'Neal on Cliff Central. Listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
Double OC.
Yeah, baby.
All right, so we're just about ready to wrap up my discussion with Black Les. What are you up to now? What projects are you working on?
I'm working on. I said that I wanted to drop at some point. I want to drop a pro black consciousness type album.
Yeah.
But it must be like spunky and very colorful, you know, like proud black music that can play at parties as well, just to fit every occasion, you know. So I need to just do my research, and that kind of thing you don't want to take lightly. So I'm just working on a couple of tracks that, I mean, you hear me on a couple of features, and that's sparring. That's me sort of just getting myself into shape. So nice. Yeah, that's what I'm building towards.
All right, but before we let you go, I think it's only fair, we've got 5 minutes together, to try and put something together. So this time around, this is how we're gonna do it. Okay. Right, I'm gonna let him lead the way.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna come in with your strings. Yeah. And Black Les is gonna jump in, right?
Uh-huh.
Are we good? So, all right, so right now what's happening is that artists are consulting. That's what they do. They consult. So they're consulting and they're seeing if it works. And like I said, everything you're hearing here today on the show will be available as a podcast. That's at least 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m.
O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central, baby. Cliff Central, live with the music. Popping in the jungle and we acting mad stupid. Games begin when it's from 2 to 4. There's mad music in the place, the baddest talent galore. And if you can't settle in, this ain't the place for you. We mess around and get the whole place turned. It's true, true. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central, baby.
It's O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central.
Unplanned, unrehearsed.
Dreams are whipping the beamer to line in songs they believe us. We created believers and hate. Hold on, it's tripping. Okay, slow it down. Okay, we can go. Yeah. Mm. From dreams of whipping the beamer to line in songs they believe us. We created believers and dreamers, so hate and leave us. Graduate from Adidas to Gucci's. I think you should slow it up. Just take it up a little bit. Tempo a little bit. Yeah. Up. Let's take the tempo up. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, much better. From dreams of whipping the beamer to lining songs they believe us. We created believers. Hate to leave us. Graduate from Adidas to Gucci, stay playing divas. Yeah, them Spanish chiquitas, la portuguesa meninas. I'm a beast and I got heat. You might get burnt in the dragon's lair. All I need is somebody that understands that I'm cavalier. Do you know that my kind is rare? Did they tell you I'm a problem here? Dudes is fronting, but I don't care. They believe when the album hit. Keep it going. Yeah. Black fitted, black Chuck Taylors, black car, but the passengers Caucasian.
black and white, color coordination. Oh, that's a white girl. The black girls are hating.
Ah, yes. And this is what we do. Listen, we're going to say bye to Blacklist. Always a pleasure hanging out with you, bro. I think if where you are in terms of your headspace is anything to go by, this project that you want to work on, I think it's something to really look forward to. Do you have any producers in mind?
Yeah, just for now it's Silas. He's like helping me sort of shape it. Just okay. He's sending me a lot of stuff. A lot of it we not using because it doesn't fit. There's like out of just a lot, a gang, like about 20 that he sent me, I think we're using one.
Yeah,
so it needs to be right, you know.
Okay,
so yeah,
listen man, always a pleasure chilling you. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend is just me writing music, man, and nothing. I'm working next weekend, so
okay.
Yeah, I was
videos
busy last weekend. Yeah, 2 weeks from now I'm shooting Ooh Child.
Okay.
That, look out for that. I'm also going to be releasing another single, but later on in the year. So Ooh Child is the focus right now. Okay. Obviously Spoko's in circulation, doing very well.
Are we going to be seeing more of these features that we've been seeing?
Yeah, there's one coming out with DJ Slick. It's me, DJ Slick Pro, and Pro, I think, Pro Kid.
So, all right.
Yeah, and a few. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of features. I'm in studio again on Monday with Maraza, I think. Yeah. So lots of guys want to work, so I'm all about the music.
Nice. Blacklist, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you catch him on social media. What are your handles?
At Blacklist, BLAKLEZ on Twitter. On Instagram, it's at BLAKLEZ _SA. I've got a fan page on Facebook. It's at Blacklist, the same way you spell Blacklist.
Nice one. And as I mentioned earlier on, everything is available as a podcast. The link will be shared later on, at least 30 minutes after 4 p.m.
Right on.
Shout out to you.
Respect.
We're coming back with more guests lined up.
Ladies love. Oh, no. Yeah, baby.
You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.